Good morning, Friday morning. That means Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review, joins us. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
You brought me bad news on this Friday, and I don't really like it, Melissa. I'm sorry about that. A Niskayuna apartment project has now been suspended, and that's because of the price of lumber?
That's right. Work has stopped on developer Dave Fusco's apartment complex in Niskayuna, and it's a step some other builders in the region are also taking. The supply chain for lumber and other materials can't keep up with the strong demand as construction projects have resumed across the country following the shutdowns. Mills and manufacturers that had cut production are now trying to catch back up, which has sent prices up and slowed delivery times. Fusco started building a 25-unit luxury apartment complex on Knott Street Extension in April. The underground garage was almost complete when he realized lumber prices for the framing were going to be way higher than he budgeted. He said by the time he was ready to order, prices were up 45%, and it would add $450,000 to his job just for framing lumber and trusses. Cabinet prices were also higher. He thinks if he went ahead with the project, it would be $600,000 to $700,000 over budget. He now plans to wait and see if prices are lower in the spring. Curtis Lumber said they're aware of a few other projects on temporary hold because of lumber costs, but for the most part, a lot of customers are too far along in the process to stop now. And builders of single-family homes have been very busy and have had to absorb the costs for contracts that were signed prior to the prices escalating.
More bad news. Interstate Commodities of Troy has applied for bankruptcy protection.
That's right. They're trying to save the family business that at one time sold more than 30 commodities around the world, operating grain facilities, fertilizer plants, and managing rail cars and repair shops. They're a 73-year-old company, and they're planning to liquidate some of their assets through a court-supervised auction after revenue fell by almost $14 million between 2018 and 2019. Revenue through August of this year totaled $9 million. After selling its merchandising business in 2017 and focusing more on logistics, Interstate Commodities struggled. Rail demand fell and repair costs grew, according to the court documents. The documents outline how grain and fertilizer plants in Nebraska, South Dakota, Iowa, and Ohio were profitable for several years before the company lost more than $20 million in just 3 years. Interstate Commodities ended up defaulting on certain agreements with lenders, which is when they sold the merchandising business, allowing the company to pay off a credit line. And now the company wants to sell other parts of its business and liquidate remaining leased and owned rail cars. The company has approximately $12.6 million in assets, according to those court documents.
She is Melissa Mangini, editor of the Albany Business Review. You can read more at albanybusinessreview.com. And next week, we hope she'll have better news for us. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.